This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Technology is making all kinds of choices for us these days. You know how Netflix and Pandora use algorithms to tell you which movies and music you might like? Well, how about big data suggesting what jobs you should apply for, or even telling employers who they should hire? Shannon Mullen has more.
Boston College senior Isaiah Ben-Ami is on track to graduate this spring with a major in economics. Next, he wants an MBA. First, he needs a job.
Deloitte business analysts are definitely interested in that. Tyco has a manager of strategic account support. Again, something I'll be interested in.
In his apartment on campus, Ben-Ami scrolls through a list of open jobs and internships on aftercollege.com. The site sends college students and recent grads curated job alerts based on where and what they study.
I think they are capable of getting a sense of who I am as a person and tailoring my search to make sure that the jobs that they are posting are intriguing to me.
Ben-Ami signed up a month ago, and he's already had two interviews. His matchmaker is a bunch of math. After College started in 1999 as a searchable job board, tracking who applied for what. Last year, the company fed all that data through an algorithm and started recommending jobs. CEO Roberto Angulo.
You have basically a reduced likelihood that you're going to end up in a job you don't like, or that you're going to become a worker that the employer doesn't like.
After College is one of a growing number of companies developing high-tech tools for the job market. As the economy recovers, millions of people still need jobs. And Rosemary Hafner with CareerBuilder.com says the hiring process is outdated.
It's pretty insane. You know, you send in a piece of paper, whether it's through a job board and it's electronic or it's hard copy, you know, and it's, here's my life story. Please, recruiter, read it.
Hafner says the interview process is like going on a few dates, then getting married.
And what these products that are coming into the marketplace are really saying, there's so many more important parts to figure out if it's a match.
A new company called Knack makes video games employers can use to analyze job applicants' personalities and talents. In one game called Wasabi Waiter, you play a server in a busy sushi bar who has to multitask to keep customers happy.
And from that, they can infer all sorts of characteristics about you, like your perseverance and your creativity, even your extroversion. And those are things that don't show up on your resume or your college transcript.
Eric Brynjolfsson is a Knack advisor, and he's head of MIT's Center for Digital Business. He says using big data to connect more companies with the right talent could have trillions of dollars in economic value.
Doing matchmaking for people's careers and for the efficiency of companies and ultimately for the whole economy, that's big money, and that's something that's going to hopefully lead to more fulfilling careers for a lot of people.
Brynjolfsson says technology is also opening up how companies work, the way the microscope changed the study of biology. In the future, more hiring decisions will be based on hard data instead of software and gut reactions. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.